Resist Self-Pity by Virginia Brandt Berg.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace so free is sufficient for me, and deep is its fountain as wide as the sea. There's room at the cross for you, though millions have already come. There's still room for one. Yes, there is room at the cross for you. Ira Stanfill. Isn't it wonderful when you think that there's room at the cross for each one of us? For he is no respecter of persons. He loves you, and he wants to draw you to himself. There is no one any dearer in his sight than you. You are his own. He that touches you touches the apple of his eye. He said so in his word. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. You know this precious passage, and I want to refer to it for a special reason tonight. This is Christ comforting his disciples, and he's telling them that he's the way, the truth, and the life, and that he's as one with his Father, and he's persuading us to be as one also with him. In the Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. I want to call your attention to the following passage. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And here's a promise I want to particularly call your attention to. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's a message that we need so very much today, because many of the Lord's people are passing through times of severe personal trial and testing. It's trying also when we meet people every day who are complaining of their calamities and of the world conditions. There is such fear upon hearts. I talked to a waitress today whose son is in the service, and she hasn't heard from him in some time. And she's so fearful. Well, there are many things we will not understand until the day when everything will be made manifest. But we know that Romans 8:28 is true. I believe it. I've seen so many times that all things work together for good to them that love God. It doesn't make any difference about world conditions or wars or the fear that's gripping other people. But to them who are the called according to his purpose, God promises in Romans 8:28 that all things, everything, shall work together for good. Of course, if you view the trial that's permitted as a calamity, and you let self-pity begin to operate in your life, then it's very difficult for the Lord to work in your heart under those circumstances. Nothing makes us turn our eyes away from the Lord quicker than self-pity. We're down at once in a lower plane, the self-plane, when we begin to have self-pity regarding anything that's come in our lives. The Holy Spirit is so hindered in his working, and we can't see God in our experience when we begin to complain and act like we're just pitiful martyrs of some kind. You find yourself vexed and anxious and worried and burdened about things and looking inward instead of upward. Then irritation and discouragement spring up, and you're so vexed and anxious, everything seems wrong. That's the strategy of Satan in these last days. He wants to get God's people, God's children, self-occupied and so anxious about things, and discouraged and suspicious of each other. There's so much depression today, all around us, but a Christian shouldn't be depressed. A depressed Christian is just like a prisoner of war, unable to work efficiently for the Lord. He's so helpless that he can't resist the wiles of the enemy, and he certainly can't prevail for other people when he's in that condition. I think it's pitiful when you see the spirit of the world entering into the heart of a child of God, this awful anxiety and depression and such pressures. We hear people talk about being under pressure all the time. Well, the Word of God is just the same. God's Word hasn't changed, the Lord hasn't changed, and that's no place for a Christian to be. You've got to refuse all such anxiety and all discouragement. You've got to put your foot down and say, I will not get into such a condition. I'm going to lift my eyes off myself and the world. I don't belong to this world anyhow. I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger passing through here. If you've got that pilgrim attitude and keep your eyes on the Lord and live in His Word, you'll be doubly on the watch. Then when some of these trials and tests come, you'll be like Paul. None of these things moved him, he said. You can't get into this depressed spirit just because the world is so depressed. If you've found yourself that way sometimes lately, you need to take some positive action. Instead of creating a spiritual vacuum in the negative and accepting this kind of defeat, saying, oh, I feel so depressed. Look to Jesus. I've had so many people say that to me. I feel so depressed. I'm under such pressure. Lift your eyes to Jesus. With all these promises in God's Word and all the wonderful things the Lord has in store for you, insist on your rights in Christ Jesus in the times in which you live. God's Word says, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Your life is hidden with the Lord, and you don't have to accept that kind of defeat. Be determined that, God helping you, nothing shall rob you of your trust in the Lord and your stand of faith. Be determined that you're going to keep faith in Him, and you will not let depression have any hold on you. I'll confess that there's enough in the world today with all that's happening to bring depression, but that's not for the child of God. You can lift your head and say, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. That's for you. That's the place of victory. God help you to do that you might be able to show others what the Christian is heir to, what the Christian has in Christ Jesus. It's for you, dearly beloved. There's victory for you. Amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.